You're listening to SBS News.
The sound of drills in action. Here in Kuznica, in Poland's east, construction workers are pouring concrete next to a thin razor wire fence that separates the country from Belarus. Anna Michalaska is the spokesperson for Poland's border guard.
This construction of the physical barrier will end in June, but remember that the electronic barrier will be constructed in parallel and will be fully operational by September.
This project is expected to cost close to 560 million Australian dollars, but the Polish government considers that less costly than the alternative. In November, there were clashes across the Poland-Belarus frontier between thousands of desperate migrants pushing to go to Germany and Polish border officials. Many remain in that space, living in freezing conditions. At least 12 have died. But European leaders believe the story is a lot more complicated than that. They've accused Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko of orchestrating this crisis by inviting migrants from the Middle East into his country and then using his forces to move them towards the West. His actions are considered an effort to overwhelm and undermine in the face of crippling sanctions on his undemocratic regime. Major Arkadiusz Tomaszewski, deputy commander of the Polish Border Guard, says Belarus cannot be trusted.
The Belarusian side is ready to do anything when it comes to provocations, so we have to be ready for any kind of event.
Critics of Poland's conservative government disagree. Natalia Gerbert is an activist with the border group. She says her organisation has helped almost 350 migrants in the first 3 weeks of the year, including 51 children. She warns a border wall will do little in the face of desperation.
The wall stops only the disabled, the weak, the sick. It doesn't stop desperate people who are fleeing danger from trying to cross. Walls generally don't work. Wherever you look, Gaza, Mexico border, Egypt, wherever there is a wall, there is an underground city under it.
Environmentalists argue this construction will irreversibly damage the Białowieża Forest, considered one of the last stretches of pristine woodland in Europe. The cost, too, also raising opposition. Kalina Swanog of the Deliverance Foundation says the multi-million dollar price tag would be better spent on a humanitarian approach.
This amount of more than a billion zlotys could be dedicated to the management of migrations in a humanitarian way and in line with international law. Its influence on the lives of people living in the border area, on the animals and on the entire ecosystem is not without significance.
But in this winter, few signs of a thaw in attitudes. Naveen Razik, SBS News. We'll be right back.